There's no semi-cherish.
No, I was thinking of status as a person.
There's no semi-cherish. You don't want to chayav a mitzvah, they're not chayav a mitzvah. There's no such thing as a half-cherish, that he should be less than a full person. So therefore, it works out perfectly well. Says the Gemara, well, how do you know that? Actually, what bothers you in the first place? I mean, apparently you've made an assumption that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, we were thinking that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no need to be mashmiel oznach. I mean, I don't know, why is that true? Actually, the Mishnah in Truma might be going perfectly well according to Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe it is Rabbi Yehuda. And Gabi Kriyat Shema, he also holds that it's only b'diavad that you're yotze, and l'chatchila there is a mitzvah to hear what you're saying, and you know what? I can even prove that, I think. Teda, I mean, if you look at the Mishnah says, ha-koreyat Shema, v'lo yishmiel ozno yatza. Now that, saying it that way is not the same thing as saying, koreyat Shema, gam b'lila yishmiel ozno. I mean, ha-koreyat Shema means, if you did it, then you would be yotze. So it's mashmah, even the Tanakhama, who we're assuming now is Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see later, and would also be saying that l'chatchila it's a mitzvah. So fine, Rabbi Yehuda says l'chatchila you should hear a bracha. That's true in the second Trumot as well. Amri, no, excuse me. Ha'idik tani ha'korei. The ha'korei we needed to say, because ha'korei is necessary for me to know that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not yotze even if you already did it. So the fact that it says HaKorei, that's Lodiach HaKochod Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, I hold that it's such a chiyuv that the Eved Namilo, you're not Yotze even B'diavad. Now, even though, obviously, I'm sure you're all thinking to yourselves, Tosfos is Kasha, which is that it would make more sense to teach me L'chatchila Kain, because Koach De'atera is Adif always, so I'd rather know the Chiddush, and according to Rav Yehuda, is no problem. But obviously, in this case, that doesn't apply, because as Tosfos points out, why in heaven's name would anybody think of an idea that you need to be mashmi'a lo oznecha? The fact that someone would come up with that is a chiddush. To take that chiddush so far as to say, and you're not even yotze, if you want to hear what you say, that's an enormous chiddush. What's the chiddush in telling me you don't have to? I would never have thought that you had to. So if you don't hold of the din of Shema, that you're chayav l'shmir l'oznecha, I need to know. And by the way, even the chatchila, what? You don't have to hear it. Hear it. Well, why would I want to hear it? And so on. So the whole chiddush is only I'll leave it to Rav Yossi, basically. So therefore, the Mishnah is set up in such a way to tell me the great chiddush of Rav Yossi, that there is such a concept, and that the concept is ma'akev. But certainly Rav Yehuda himself would have held that even l'chatchila, it's mutter. The way to read it, l'chatchila, is you don't have to say it aloud. And therefore, we had no choice but to learn that the Mishnah in Masechet Truma was talking according to Rabbi Yossi. And that's why it says over there that the cheresh, who cannot hear what he's saying, should not be the one to take off the Truma, because he cannot do the bracha properly. Okay, well, hold on a second now. So, B'mayu Kim, I just want to get this straight. You're telling me that it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds that B'diavad, when it comes to a Rabbanan, you would be Yotze. That's what you're saying, right? So could you explain to me now, who is the author of the following bright? So, Elohad Tanya, Lo yevarech adam birchat amazon b'libo, v'im b'irach yatza. A person should not say birchat amazon to himself. Again, the question is, how far do we go on this Billy Bo? Rashi learns Billy Bo does not mean he was just thinking it to himself. Billy Bo means that he didn't say it loud enough to hear, and we're calling that Billy Bo. Again, as we mentioned earlier, there's some Rishonim who don't have that extra category, that either you hear it or anything else is okay. Although most agree with Rashi that we're never discussing here, not saying it at all. We're only discussing how articulate you need to be in terms of hearing what you're saying. So let's assume that for a moment it's like Rashi. Okay. So now it says over here, don't say Birkat Amazon to yourself, but if you did, you'd be Yotze. Okay. You just put us in a position of having no one who would have agreed with this mission. Because it's not Rabbi Yossi, and it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, you said Rabbi Yehuda is even l'chatchila, you would be Yossi. L'chatchila nami yatsa. It's not Rabbi Yossi, because you said according to Rabbi Yossi, and that time it says referish, according to Rabbi Yossi, afilu b'dian vadlo yatsa. And there we're talking about a diorita, correct? It's not the same as truma. Over there, the chiyav of birkat hamazon is precisely the same as the chiyav of kriyat shema. Both of them are min haTorah. Both of them are the mitzvah, not a thing that you do in order to do a mitzvah, like the bracha on taking off truma. So now, by forcing us into a position of saying that we basically have an argument of extremes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even have to think about it. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're not Yotze if you didn't do it that way. So who's the man diomar who says, well, you should do it that way, but if you didn't do it that way, when it comes to birkat hamazon, you'd be Yotze. So I think you're wrong. You just took Rabbi Yehuda out of a hat. You said, I believe that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the chatchila you don't have to. I think you're wrong. This is probably Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the chatchila you should. And therefore the Mishnah in Truma could have been Rabbi Yehuda too. The Tosis has another question over here, which is why in the world we would think that in Birkat HaMazon, where it doesn't say Shema, you would have to be Mashmiel Azrecha. Fishleme, you want to tell me when the Rabbanan make a takanah to make a bracha, they pattern it after Kriyat Shema. No, maybe. But to say that where the Torah tells you to make a bracha, that they're going to say now, the Torah means to pattern it after Kriyat Shema, where the heck would you get that from? What we should say simply is that where did Rabbi Yossi say that you're not Yotzei Afilu B'di Avad is by Kriyat Shema where the Torah said Shema? But by Birkat HaMazon, maybe the Rabbanan wanted to be Machmer, but certainly they're not going to tell you that you won't be Yotze. That's a real problem. What the Tosfos says, a Chiddush over here, he says that once the Rabbanan would have been mitaken, that the Dinam of Dibur should be patterned on Kriyat Shema, and that we should have to hear what we're saying, Alib de Rav Yossi, then they would have been koveya that as it were true for Kriyat Shema, as if Birkat HaMazon was like Kriyat Shema. So if for Kriyat Shema you wouldn't be Yotze, they certainly wouldn't set up a Birkat HaMazon where you should, but you'd be Yotze if you weren't. The way to do it is to say, look, every bracha, you're not Yotze if you don't hear what you're saying. Including Truma. Except by Truma, it doesn't matter. If you didn't, even if you didn't say a bracha, you'd be Yotze. Fine, but you weren't Mekayim or Birkat HaMazon. You make Birkat HaMazon when you only eat a Kezayit, don't you? Okay, so you're not, the fact that you made the Torah's Birkat HaMazon doesn't bother you from our Birkat HaMazon. Our Birkat HaMazon demands that you hear what you say. So there were Koveh, this is part of the Halachot, Birkat HaMazon. So therefore we want to use this to claim that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din would be that L'chatchila you ought to, because otherwise you're left without, you're feeling sleepy.
There you go. Why is the assumption that it has to be either Rabbi Yehuda or Yosef and not somebody else? Why does
if you can supply the somebody else, we'll be very happy. Generally speaking, we don't have anonymous shitas. When we have shitas that are given, we attempt to always to either find the other shita, which we will do shortly, or to learn. I mean, I understand. Gemara asks us all the time, money, lozev, lozev, right? So then we'll say, Hamani X. This is about as standard as you can get. We don't make up shitas.
Tosis is assuming that there is two levels here. In the Birkas HaMazon, it says, Lo Yivarech Adam Birkas HaMazon B'Liboy. And we jump straight from that to the level of Mashmiel Li'aznav.
I think there's
an intermediary level of not certain.
I think you weren't listening before we talked about this. Maybe you had walked in late.
Yeah, I think I was.
So Rashi points out that B'Libo means less than hearing. That's what Belibo means. And then we brought the other Rishonim who say that indeed, once you say you don't need to hear, then there's no nafkamina between complete non-articulation or articulation that you don't hear.
Why is the Lashon Gavka Hakorah?
As opposed to?
Some Namara Belibo, if there's any question of going earlier.
For which case you're talking about?
Which is a continuation. This is a continuation of, yes. It bothers me. I'm sorry.
I don't know where you are. Hakore is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema.
Let's go back.
All right. Right. So now I'm suggesting that you were wrong about claiming that Rav Yehuda holds that there's no lechatchila. Okay? Says the Gemara back now. Okay, let's take what you're saying, all right? Elamai, you're claiming that I'm wrong, that actually Rav Yehuda holds that only b'diavad you yotze, so b'diavad in b'lechatchila lo, and now everything is hunky-dory. Yeah, everything is hunky-dory, except you don't know something I know. And now I'm going to tell you what I know. Elohad atani Rav Yehuda b'reda Rav Shimon ben Pazi. How about this? Rav Yehuda b'reda Rav Shimon ben Pazi says that a cheresh ha-medaber v'eno shomea torim lechatchila. So what are you claiming, that there's no third shita? There's obviously a third shita, because if you try to tell me that Rav Yehuda holds that you're only going to be yotze b'diavad, so you're going to also have to make up a new shita. Who's the new shita that says that you can be torim even lechatchila? So therefore, who is that? It's lo Rav Yehuda v'lo Rav Yossi, according to you, because he Rav Yehuda, he only holds it's b'diavad, but not lechatchila. If it's Rav Yossi, he holds even b'diavad, you're not yotze. So explain to me what you're talking about. Okay, you know what? Let's go back for a second. The truth is, Rabbi Yehuda's personal shita is indeed, as we said, the Mishnah is an extreme. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's even lechatchila. The question of where we find now the shita that is saying that you're going to be yotze only b'diavad, indeed, by Birkat HaMazon, indeed is Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Rabbi Yehuda that was quoting his Rebbe. The Tznan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lozer ben Azarya, and this is the third Shita, HaKorea Tshma Tzarich Shiyashmiya Lozno. Tzarich means you should. It doesn't mean that it's Ma'akev. There's a mitzvah to be Mashmiya Lozno. Shinem Hashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amarle Rabbi Meir, and then Rabbi Meir said to him, I don't understand where you get the idea that you have to say it at all. As far as I know, al levavecha means in your heart. In your heart means it doesn't have to be on the sound waves. So acha kavanat alev ein hadvarim. The whole thing follows the thinking of your heart. Hey, wait a second. So anyway, we've got another shita now. We've got Rabbi Meir, right? So if we've got Rabbi Meir, so hashdu latita la'achim. I mean, now that you've told us Rabbi Meir, you didn't tell us that before. Then you could say maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his Rebbe, and he quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because he agrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that lechatchila you do have to have kavanah, and where it says you don't have to have kavanah even lechatchila when it comes to the bracha on taking off truma, that was going to Rabbi Meir, and everything is fine. The lokasha of Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now we have three shitot. There's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev, and that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We're saying is now we hold it's Rabbi Yehuda as well. There's it's not even a mitzvah, and that's Rabbi Meir. And then there's it's a definition. It's not a mitzvah. It's a definition of what Shema means, and that's Rabbi Yossi. So we have now three approaches to the concept of articulation. Within those three approaches, we also have to determine what we mean by lo ishmiya, whether we include thinking or not. Richie, dear. Just think of that slope. Throwing you right up in the air.
Isn't it clear that Mayer is talking about thinking only?
It certainly seems to be, yeah. That's part of what we need to take into consideration. You're saying halavavecha, that was din kavona, which is purely kavanat alev. Tznan hatam. Okay, how about when it comes to the Mishnah Megillah? Hakol ksherim lekrot et hamegillah, chutz mecheresh shoteh v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir v'katan. Let's forget about Rabbi Yehuda, pretend you never heard about him for a moment. Okay? Because obviously that's going to confuse us. We're trying to say the ratios of Rabbi Yehuda. And I'd like to understand what the problem is over here, that the you're telling me the cheresh is not yotzei, even b'diavad, correct? So who is the man the Omar who says that cheresh the avad nami lo yatsa? We're talking about, by definition, Kriyas Megillah is drabanan. We're comparing the cheresh to a shota. And we're saying you're not Yotze at all. Why would that be? Omer Rav Nas is going according to Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi says, HaKorei HaShema V'lo Yishmiya L'Ozno Yatza, Divrei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi Omer Lo Yatza. So therefore, our Mishnah here is basically the Mishnah there.
So is there a difference between a mitzvah that should be a shomer megillah, that the mitzvah should be a shmiyah instead of a kriyah? Because you have to hear it, but if you recover, then it would go back to being able to do it inside of me both. Is there a possibility that the mitzvah in this case is not on kriyat megillah, but on shmiyat megillah?
You still need somebody to do the Kriya in order to be Shomei of the Megillah, don't you?
But he doesn't have to be Yotze. We're talking about the person being Yotze. The Kriya could be...
Okay. What you want, what you're trying to ask and not articulating properly is, I believe, correct me if I'm reading your thoughts wrong, the question as to why necessarily the one who's reading the Megillah would have to be Yotze the Megillah,
yes,
since he could have been Yotze before, let's say, and he could still read the Megillah for somebody else. That's a good question that's discussed among the Achronim on this sugya. And basically, the chiddush that arises from the sugya is that the concept of someone who is Yotze means someone who can be Yotze, not somebody who's hired to be Yotze. Let's assume that this cherish is chayef to be Yotze. That's not enough to be motzi someone else yidei chovato. He needs to be able to be Yotze, theoretically, to be Yotze. Since he cannot be Yotze because he cannot hear. Right? So therefore he can't be motzi another one either, which is a big chiddush. Like this you would say, okay, but you know, as long as you're chayef here, you're an onus, you can't hear the Megillah. Doesn't mean you're potter.
What is he doing? Does he
mean by himself? Nothing. So he's an honest. He won't be able to be Yotze. Assuming that Kriya means to hear, and it's not just moving your lips or thinking about a thing, so how can you be Yotze?
Does he take a Megillah and read by
himself? It won't help if you hold a Rav Yossi, because you have to be able to hear in order to be able to read the Megillah. Reading means to hear.
Could we go back to the Shema and the question that it is possible to leave both? And so therefore...
Rav Yossi holds that you have to hear. We're talking about him. I don't know what you're bothered by. This is a mitzvah the Rabbanon of Shmia. So why would the mitzvah the Rabbanon be different than the mitzvah the Oraisa? They patterned it on the Oraisa. Assuming you hold the Reb Yossi, then you wouldn't be Yotze the Megillah. If you're not Yotze the Megillah, you can't be Motzi someone else the Megillah. But Kriya means to hear, according to Reb Yossi. By definition, the word Kriya, just like by Kriyat Shema, it means to hear. But we said that the Rabbanan pattern all of their dinim on the Giloy HaKrov Shema. So in the way the Torah told you to read Kriyat Shema is the way we will tell you to read the Megillah. Not only that, even when it comes to brachos, remember, we saw the Gemara before, Tosus explains the only way to understand the Gemara is by making the assumption that we pattern even brachot on Shema, even though over there there's not a chiyev of Kriya. But certainly when there's a chov of Kriya, that's the of Kriyat HaMegillah, is an extension of the dinim of Kriya, Kriyat Shema, Kriyat HaMegillah.
Yesterday, Dr. Zatzadeh said it's even more chomer by Megillah than by Kriyat Shema, because there's so many other.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. So, let's say once again, it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're not Yotze. And that's the Gemara. Why do you say that? Mimaida Rav Yossi, what makes you say that it's going according to Rav Yossi? And Diavad Nami, though, maybe the meaning of Akok Sharim Likrot Et HaMegillah is not the way you're understanding it. Maybe it means Dilma Rav Yehuda V'Lechatchila Udalo HaDiavad Shapir Dami. Maybe Rav Yehuda holds, we were already willing to say that Rav Yehuda holds, before we were willing to say it, let's try this again. Rav Yehuda holds l'chatchila, you should be able to hear. Therefore, a cheresh should not read the Megillah, because he can't hear what he's saying. But perhaps if he did, he would be Yotze. Hadiyabat Shapir Dami. How can you say that? It says of your cheresh shotev katan. So, I mean, if it's comparing the cheresh to a shotev, the shotev is certainly not Yotze at all. So then the shotev is not Yotze. L'chatchila, he shouldn't. Gitonik Cheresh Dumya the Shote Vekatan. Ma Shote Vekatan the Avad Namilo. Av Cheresh the Avad Namilo. How do you know that? Maybe the point over here is Hakadita. Maybe Hakok Sherim Lekrot Vamegila Chutz. Chutz from these three, some of whom are not kosher and you won't even be Yotze. Some of whom are not kosher, but you'd be Yotze if they did it. How do you know that necessarily they're all the same?
And some are Yotze B'chachila, right?
No, Hakok Sherim.
Well, he's Machshav B'Kai. Doesn't
he? I just have to forget that you ever heard that. Okay. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. How could you say that? You're saying that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then Rabbi Yehuda argues on himself. Hakok Sherim L'Kot Ramegila. Chutz Michair Shaita V'Katan, V'Rabbi Yehuda Makshir V'Katan. So Rabbi Yehuda now has a split personality. First he says no, then he says yes. How do you think that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, for heaven's sake? Miriktani Sefer Rabbi Yehuda Makshir V'Katan. I mean, that makes it pretty clear that the Reisha can't be Rabbi Yehuda, so who is it? It's Rabbi Yossi. Not necessarily. Maybe the whole Mish is actually Rabbi Yehuda, okay? And you have to take into consideration that, remember, we're talking about a Drabanan here. Is a cotton chayev in chinuch midrabanan? So you could have a katan with a chiyev derabanan to be motzi a chiyev derabanan. You have a chiyev derabanan. I mean, after all, there's a chiyev later. We'll see later on in a case where a katan can be mavorek berkata mazon because he's chayev in chinuch, and his father ate only a kizayit less than a shiratz v'chayev in dioraita and berkata mazon. So the katan can be motzei, the father is chiyav. So if that's the case, we need to be mechaleg between a katan shehigia lechinuch and a katan shelo hegia lechinuch. And maybe that's the point. In other words, chutz mecheresh shoteh v'katan, that over there, in Ochinami, Rabbi Yehuda first says, cheresh shoteh v'katan, meaning some b'diavad, some lechatchila, as we said. But, and put in these words, when would I say that the katan is not motzi? That's if he was too young to himself be involved in the element of chinuch of a katan. She gial chinuch, afila lechatchila kasher divrei Rabbi Yehuda, she Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda would certainly be machshir b'katan, and then everything works out fine, and then we can have this mishnah going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who also holds that there's an inyan to be yotze v'chatchila by hearing what you're saying, but the case of the cheresh would be that b'diavad you would be yotze, the shoteh you'd be even b'diavad you would not be yotze, and everything would still work out, and our mishnah would be understood as, according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'chatchila you should read kriyat shema aloud, but b'diavad you'd be yotze if you didn't read it aloud, and the mishnah about Megillah, there's really not much of a problem. Tosis asks why the Rabbanan would argue if we're talking about a katan shehigia lechinuch. Hi, Sir Richard. There's a damsel in distress. This beautiful, beautiful Gemara is in distress, looking for a knight in shining armor, preferably with the name of Sir Richard, to come to her rescue. Now, the only tools you have to rescue this damsel in distress are the tools of mind. Will you do it, Sir Richard? Come forward. Chivalry is not dead.
Merely sleeping.
Okay, so Tosis asks, don't the Rabbanan agree that the child can be Yotze his father for Birkat HaMazon? That wasn't a machlokus between Rabbanan. It has nothing to do with the machlokus with Yehuda. That's a general thing. Whoever's chayav in something to Rabbanan can be Motzi someone else's chayav to Rabbanan. Is Megillah the Rabbanan by definition? Fine, so what's the problem? So a katan who's chayav to Rabbanan can be Motzi someone who's chayav to Rabbanan, right? So then how could we explain that according to Rabbanan there should also be Machshir B'Katan? And you're claiming only according to Sherib Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. How does that work? Tosis says a beautiful Chiddush. And his Chiddush is that the relationship of the katan to Rabbanan, of a chiyav to Rabbanan, is the equivalent of the diraisa katan to the katan to the chiyav diraisa. In other words, the reason that there is by birkat hamazon an ability to be yotze is because over there you have both are on the same chiyav. Right? In other words, there's no difference between the father of the the huschayev unless than a shear and the katan, if the katan ate a shear. That's Tosfos Hasidus. How about a katan who ate less than the shear? You have two drabonans, meaning the Rabbanan also, when they made their takana, they said, okay, there's a din of a katan drabonan, just like there's a din of a katan diraisa. So if the katan would have been chayev diraisa had he been a gadol, then that makes him the equivalent vis-a-vis the Rabbanan of two people who have the same level of chiyav. He ate a shir sviya, the father ate only a kezayit. But when it comes to the takon of Megillah, both the father and the child have the same chiyav the Rabbanan on Megillah. One is an adult, and one is a katan shigiyah lechinuch. They're never going to make equivalent the higiyah lechinuch to somebody who has the full chiyav of the Rabbanan. So therefore, you can't ask that only, but the Rabbanan, you see. So it would be Dafka Rabbi Yehuda would hold this. Okay. So now getting back to our sugya. Again, we're trying to say now that the Mishnah Megillah was perfectly understandable. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. He only meant to say, L'chatchila, it's better not. Why did it put it with Shoteh? It's listing everybody that shouldn't read. Some of them shouldn't read, and if they do, it's good. And some shouldn't read, and if they do, it's not good. Okay, but that comes out forcing the Rebbe Yehuda to hold the Chatzila, you do have to be Mashmi'a L'Ozen. Okay, as the Gemara, the same, we're now going to go through the same thing we went through in Amud Aleph. So, B'mahu Kimta, how are you trying to make this work out according to Rebbe Yehuda, and you're claiming that according to Rebbe Yehuda, B'di Avad, and only B'di Avad is it okay, but L'Chatzila not. How are you going to explain Hadi Tani Rebbe Yehuda B'Reger Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, who would hold that you could be Torim even L'chatchila? Who would hold that? Neither Rebbe Yehuda nor Rebbe Yossi, according to you. Because Rebbe Yehuda only holds it at Bidi Avad, it's okay, you said. If it's L'chatchila, then it shouldn't be Yotze. According to Rebbe Yossi, even Bidi Avad, you wouldn't be Yotze. So therefore, I think that there's no possibility. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I think that there's no possibility of explaining that Rabbi Yehuda holds L'chatchila, you do need to be able to hear what you're saying. Oh yeah? So what do you think? Let me tell you what you think. You're claiming now that Rabbi Yehuda holds even L'chatchila, you don't have to? How do you explain the Birkat HaMazon din then? What about Hadatanya, Lo Yivarech, the same sugya we had on Amud Aleph in the inverse, right? In Amud Aleph we suggested that maybe it's L'chatchila, and we ended up asking from the case of Torim L'chatchila, from the Birkat HaMazon, and then threw it out because of the Torim L'chatchila. Here, we thought it's B'di Avad, we asked first the Torim L'chatchila, throw it out because of the Birkat HaMazon. But it's basically the same sugya. So who then do you understand as the author of Lo Yavarech Adam Birkat HaMazon B'libo, V'im Birach Yatsa, since according to you, it's neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi. In Rabbi Yehuda, I thought Rabbi Yehuda holds even L'chatchila. If it's Rabbi Yossi, I thought you said he said even B'di Avad, not. So how are you going to explain it? Okay. So I guess we explain it like this. Maybe he holds even L'chatchila, as you were suggesting, and there's another shita. V'lokasha, hadidei, hadirabe. We know that there's another shita because Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hakorei et shmat, sorech, sheyashmi alozno, which I understand means L'chatchila. I maintain, therefore, that the Mishnah Megillah is following this shita. And as far as the Birkat HaMazon is concerned, and that explains the Birkat HaMazon, and as far as the Truba and the L'chatchila is concerned, that indeed is Rabbi Yehuda himself. Rabbi Meir Omer, Arayu Omer, Hashem Ovi B'tzavach HaYom, Al Levavecha, HaKavanat HaLoi V'nein HaDvorim, now that you brought us Rabbi Meir, we don't have to have two shitas of Rabbi Yehuda, one L'chatchila and one following his Rebbe who holds that it's only B'di Avad. Actually, we could say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his Rebbe, and our Rebbe Yehuda, our Rebbe Meir. So where it says v'chatchila, he can be tarim, is going, I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir. Where it says b'diavad, even when it comes to the Megillah, that could be Rebbe Yehuda. And where it says b'diavad, you're not Yotze, that would be going according to Yossi. Omer Rav Chista, Omer Rav Shila, halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda, sha'omar mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. The halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda, which is strange. We just got finished saying that Rebbe Yehuda could agree, and sure enough, he's saying Rebbe Yehuda apparently does agree, because he paskets like both. He says the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, as Rebbe Yehuda quotes it, and the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda. But, I mean, if that's what he's saying, why did he have to say both of those? Just say halacha Rebbe Yehuda. Well, that's clear why. Mitzricha, he needed to say it both ways. Let's say he would have said halacha is Rebbe Yehuda. He would have sat there arguing and tried to say that a libra Rebbe Yehuda, even a chatchila. It's okay, right? You would say, Abami afilu chatchila. But we just came out, that a libra Rebbe Yehuda, the din is that chatchila, you do have to say what you're saying. Therefore, Kamash, and that's why he said, Aloch Rebbe Yehuda, Shaman Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Shema, mitzvah lashmiya le'ozna. So it's tzorek lashmiya le'ozna. On the other hand, suppose it would have said Aloch Rebbe Yehuda, Shaman Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, which means that since it says Shema, tzorek lashmiya le'ozna, I could have misunderstood that and said the word tzorek means you got to, and if you don't, then ein lo takana, you're not going to be yotzei at all. Kamashron, Aloch Rebbe Yehuda, to clarify that, because obviously Rebbe Yehuda says you yotzei by Kriyat Shema, if you read Kriyat Shema without saying the words, and therefore you would be yotzei. Reb Yosef says, Om Reb Yosef, Machloket b'Kriyat Shema, Avo b'Shar Mitzvot Divrei HaKol Lo Yatzah. Actually, other things like Brachot, everybody would agree you're not Yosef. Dichtiv Haskeit Ushma Yisrael. Haskeit means pay close attention and listen. That means after here.
And how do we know that's every B'Shar Mitzvot?
Well, what else is it referring to? It's a general pasuk. It's not talking about Kriyat Shema over there, right? May say. How could...
It says Shema Yisrael.
May say. Lo yivarech adam birkat amazon belibo v'im birach yatzah. So how can you say that that haskeit is a chiyav that you have to hear if it says beferish in the Mishnah that your yotzei birkat amazon, according to Rabbi Yosef, haskeit u'shma Yisrael would say that birkat amazon is you're not yotzei. That's true. It must be a mistake. Eliyit ma'achid. Actually, what Rabbi Yosef said was the exact opposite. Ma'achloket bit kriyat shma only because it says shma Yisrael. Avo b'shar mitzvot divrei hakol yatzah. Everybody is motor. You certainly would be yotzei with the other mitzvahs. We wouldn't have been mitakein to be like Kriyat Shema, even Ali of the Rabbi Yossi. Ah, yes, Tosus, I thought we said before that we were making the assumption that if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, then we would learn out from Kriyat Shema to all of the other cases. Says Tosus, it must be Rabbi Yossi who argues on the whole circuit before, because otherwise the question is moot. We were saying that according to Rabbi, it can't be Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, you won't be Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, even according to Rabbi Yossi, you would be Yotze. So apparently he's chaylik on the sugi up until now. Omer Tavi, Omer Reb Yoshi, Alokha Kedivra Shnehem, Lehakel. Both are made, both... I, Vaksiv, Hasketu Shema Yisrael. What do you do with the Pasuk, Hasketu Shema Yisrael, Aliba, the second approach of Rabbi Yossi? Ahu B'divrei Torah Ktiv. That was Hasketu Shema Yisrael, wasn't talking about making brachot. Haskeit u'shma means work your head off when you come to Daf Yomi. Don't sit and rest and sleep and relax. Rather, kititu et atzvachem, crush yourselves. Force yourself.
Man the rudder.
Omer Tavi, Omer Reb Yosha, halacha kedivrei shnehen lahakel. You know the Reb Yosi is machmer when it comes to the Reb Yehuda's maker when it comes to not hearing what you're saying, but Reb Yosi is maker by reading without care for proper enunciation. We possibly like both of those lakula that you would be yotze if you don't hear what you're saying and if you don't enunciate properly. Another thing, once we're on the on the topic of Reb Tavi quoting Reb Yosha, my dichtiv, what did Shlomo HaMelech refer to when he spoke about Shalosh Heina Lotis Ba'ana, three things will never be satisfied, She'ol Va'otzerocha, and so on. What in the world is the relationship of the grave to the womb? Ma'inyan She'ol Etzel Rechem. Elo Marlecha, clearly the Pasuk is being meramis to you. A womb is something that you impregnate and expect to get something out of it. So your machnis umotzi, you put something in, you get something out. The grave is the same way. You put something into the grave, you get something out. Malot dvorim kalvachomer. As a matter of fact, it's a kalvachomer. Usually when you put something into a womb, you do it privately. Malot dvorim kalvachomer. Uma rechem shemachnisin bo b'chashai. So you impregnate the womb in private, but when you take out from the womb, you make a big fuss over it. Everybody's talking about mazel tov, and so on. So in the grave, where you make such a big fuss putting it in, imagine the fuss when you take it out. So the b'shemachnisim bo b'kolei kolod, ein odin shemotzim imenu b'kolei kolod. So for sure, you're not putting in not to get something out of it. Whoever heard of planting without getting any results? Therefore, mikam teshuvah lo omrim ein tchiyat hametim b'torah. It's obvious if you read this passage, any idiot can see that there's a mitzvah, that there's a inyan of tchiyat hametim.
It's from the Torah Davka. It's
from Mishlei. Tani Ravosha kamei de Rava. Uchtav tam. Now, when the Torah says uchtav tam, is that self-referential? Are you supposed to write the word uchtav tam, or are you supposed to write what it says to write? It's not essentially, and you shall write these words, and you shall write these words, and you shall write these words, and you shall write these words.
These words.
These words.
These words. Write them.
Right? No, the point is write. Right. No, that's wrong. For the point.
He's on first.
So the question is, do you refer to yourself, or do you write everything that the writing is referring to? But you certainly don't write the fact that you should write. It doesn't make any sense. Since it says uchtav tam, we understand kitiva tama, complete writing. So that means hakol bichtav, everything has to be tam, afilut tzavaot, even the mitzvah to write, the word itself to write, write the word to write. Omar lay, so Rava said to him, you know, all of this is just the sophistry as far as I'm concerned. Who's the one that needed this? This is Reb Yehuda. That's Reb, I mean, it's got to be, why are we worried about this? Because Reb Yehuda says by Sotah that over there it also says, write this Megillah, right, and put it into the water and let her drink it. Do you write the words, write this Megillah, in writing this Megillah? Or do you just write what it was that I told you to write about? Now over there, Reb Yehuda says, you do not write the word write. You only write what it is supposed to write about. So alot kotev tzavaot eino kotev. You don't write the mitzvah to write what it is that the Kohen curses her about. So therefore you need over here, according to Reb Yehuda, a pasuk to tell you chtav tam, right? So hatam hu dichti v'katav et ha'olot ha'ela. That's a davka, because over there it says write the alot, but over here it says chtav tam to have ktivat tama afilu atzavaot. That's what you're thinking. Well, you're wrong. I'll tell you why you're wrong. Oto time to review the mishum dichti v'katav. What do you think? That it's only because the word ketiva and not ketav tam, which is not ketiva tama, means by definition, you believe, don't write the word to write, because that's self-referential. No, that's not true. The reason that Reb Yehuda says not to write the tzavaot by sota is not because it says v'ketav and not ketav tam. Time in Reb Yehuda mishum dichtiv alot ha'ele. It says ha'ela, the following, meaning not the words that I just said for you to write. Don't write the fact that I'm telling you to write. Write the following words about the alot. So the Torah is being mamayit the tzavaot. Alot in tzavaot lo. Probably the correct girsa was ha'ela. As Rashi understands the entire deer to be from the word ha'ela. So therefore, there, I don't need katav k'tav tam. So why do you think, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a k'tav tam to darshan afilu the tzavaot? Why not? Even the word katav would mean afilu tzavaot. You don't need k'tav tam for that. No, not true, because sabtak mean a never even the anta. I might think, look, we've got two places where the Torah insists, write something and use the thing that I tell you to write. One is by Megillat Sotah, and the other one is for the tefillin or for the mezuzah. Both should be the same. If it tells me by the Sotah that I'm not asking you to write something that's self-referential, so then I would assume that the other place where I say to write, I also mean don't write something that's self-referential. Unless you go out of your way to say an extra word to tell me that that's not the case. So if you tell me, uchtap tam, now I know not to learn one k'tiva from the other k'tiva. So it still works out. Don't make fun of me. Ma hatam alot in tzavaot lo, afokanami tzavaot lo. I would have thought if it didn't say uchtap tam, that it's the same thing. Therefore the Torah goes out of its way to tell me even the words right is included. Tani Rav Avadya Kameda Rava. Why does it say v'limat tam? Again, the same word. Tam. Your limuch, yehi limutcha tam. The things that you are saying should be properly enunciated. Sheiten revach ben avekim. Make sure that when a word ends with a letter with which the next word begins, that there's a gap so that the two letters can be heard. And Rava overheard him saying this. Only Rava Batre, and Rava kept talking and said, yeah, like Alav Avecha, everybody says, Alav Avecha, Alav Avchem. There's only one Lamed there, right? Bechol Avavcha, Bechol Avavchem, Esav Besadcha, Babatem Meira, Aknaf Psil. All of those things have to be separated. Etchem Mieretz. Om Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema, Umidakdek Beotiyoteha. If you read Kriyat Shema carefully, they'll send you an air conditioner to hell. Mitzananin lo geinam. I mean, look, we can't get you out, but at least you can have an air conditioner. Shenemar, since it says in the pasuk, Bifares Shaddai Melachim Bat Tashleg Bitzalmon, that means Al Tikre Bifares. Read that Bifares. If you are Mifares, say carefully. Shaddai Melachim, the Malchut of God, then Tashleg, it will snow in, don't say Tzalmon, darkness, but Tzalmavet in hell. So when you say, like a snowball in hell, that's it. It can actually happen. Okay.